Ray Hollingsworth joins us right now from the Indiana 9th. This was the district that would belong to former Congressman Todd Young, who is now Senator Todd Young. He has represented it since 2016. You were one of the people who voted in favor of the resolution, in favor of the relief package on that voice vote. You still think the CARES Act is going to be able to get Americans and get Hoosiers back up and running?
Well, Tony, I don't think any amount of legislation out of D.C. is going to get Americans back up and running. The decision that needs to be made is to get Americans back to work, back to their jobs, back to their businesses, back to school, back to churches. That's the decision that needs to be made. We have to recognize that no amount of money out of Washington, D.C., no amount of effort out of Washington, D.C. is going to solve this problem like Americans can solve this problem. That's the strength of this country. We've got to understand that and get Americans back to work, back to their businesses, back to school, and back to churches. That's where they want to be when I talk to them every single day.
So when you have these conversations or you have this belief, does this conversation happen with others? Do you talk to Governor Holcomb? Are you talking to other members of Congress about how you can utilize a bully pulpit to get this thing going and flowing? And do you believe that Indiana should open up today?
Listen, I talk to members of Congress, I've talked to governors, I've talked to everybody that will listen to me about how important it is that we recognize there is no zero harm choice here. We are going to have to look Americans in the eye and say we are making the best decisions for the most Americans possible. And the answer to that is unequivocally to get Americans back to work, to get Americans back to their businesses. The heartbreaking stories I have heard over the last couple of weeks only have reinforced the fact that we do have a biological challenge in this problem. But the economic challenge is growing and much, much larger that we face today because of the poor decisions and, frankly, the panic that has set in. We have got to get Americans back to where they want to be, back in the schools, back at work, back in churches, and frankly, back in the labs to continue to work on the biological problem while we fix the economic problem.
So here's what's going to get said, talking to Congressman Trey Hollingsworth of the 9th District. What's going to be said is that you, sir, are anti-science. You, sir, won't listen to Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx. And as I have put out on social media and said here, you can't save society by stopping society, only to have people respond and say, I'm going to get people killed. You're going to get people killed, Congressman Hollingsworth. How do you respond to those people?
Here's what I say. There is no zero harm choice here. Both of these decisions will lead to harm for individuals, whether that's dramatic economic harm or whether that's the loss of life. But it is always the American government's position to say in the choice between the loss of our way of life as Americans and the loss of life of American lives, we have to always choose the latter. And this is what I push back on by these people that say science should govern all of this. Certainly, science is telling us where this disease will progress and how it will progress over time. Certainly, the social sciences are telling us the economic disaster that is occurring, down 20% this quarter alone, our GDP is expected to be. It is policymakers' decision to put on our big boy and big girl pants and say, this is the lesser of these two evils, and it is not zero evil, but it is the lesser of these evils, and we intend to move forward that direction. That is our responsibility, and to abdicate that is to insult the Americans that voted us into office.
Congressman Trey Holland.